You're listening to Parents, You've Got This, the expert guide to parenthood.
The complete guide to pregnancy, birth, baby and parenthood. This podcast is brought to you by Parents, You've Got This and proudly supported by Mestella. Mestella is a natural origin skincare for babies and children, recommended by healthcare professionals. Mestella by Parents' Side since 1950.
The decision to stop breastfeeding is a huge decision, and sometimes it's not even yours to make. Your baby may stop feeding or you may need to go back to work. There's lots of different reasons why you may need to wean your child, and it's often a really emotional time, especially if you've had that beautiful, special bond with your baby. It can be quite heartbreaking to wean. Today we're very excited to have our lactation expert Rowena Gray here to talk to us about this important topic.
Rowena is an international board certified lactation consultant. She is also a midwife, a mama of three and a published author, and comes to this topic today armed with not only huge professional experience but also her own personal experience as well. Thank you so much, Rowena, for being with us today.
My pleasure. So Rowena, what are some of the typical reasons a mum may need to wean her baby from breastfeeding?
Yeah, one of the biggest reasons is just the natural end of the breastfeeding journey, and often that's baby led. Mums might find that the baby suddenly doesn't take a feed at the certain time of day that they normally would, or just the feeding rhythm changes a bit and mums realise they haven't had as many feeds as they had perhaps a week ago. So often it's just a natural progression, and bit by bit the baby stops taking a particular feed, mum stops offering that feed, and a few weeks later the baby drops another feed. So it's generally a fairly slow and steady progression. The natural progression is one of the biggest ways that mums naturally stop feeding. Another reason why mums might wean is perhaps they're returning to work, and often this is more true for mums who go back to work full-time rather than part-time, or if they're studying, or they might be away from their baby for big chunks of the day for consecutive days, and it just becomes a bit of a challenge for them if they're not able to pump or not able to find another way around it. Some other reasons why mums might need to wean kind of abruptly, perhaps mum is suddenly unwell or needs to have a treatment or a medication that's not compatible with breastfeeding. It's a pretty awful way to have to wean, but that's a fairly common reason why mums would need to wean before they feel ready.
And at what age of baby do you usually see mothers starting the weaning process?
That's an open-ended question. It's really, really varies from one mum and bub to the next, because I've seen babies who naturally wean really early on, maybe at the six-month mark, and some babies don't wean until many, many years down the track. So it's really individual, and it just depends on that mum and baby's journey and how much they've whether they're both still enjoying it. Some mums who are still breastfeeding when the baby's 2.5, 3 years old, those mums can sometimes get to a point of they really feel like they've had enough. Perhaps the baby's not quite ready yet, they still need mum right where they want them. Huge age difference as to when weaning tends to happen.
And is there a recommendation of when you need to stop feeding your baby?
Generally, no. As long as mum and baby are happy to continue breastfeeding is the general rule. The World Health Organization recommends exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months and then for 2 years and beyond. So again, a massive range of normal. But we know that breast milk breastfeeding is best for that first 6 months of life until they start on solids and can drink water. That's the general gist of how long babies feed for.
Yeah, and if you do wean, say, at 6 months, do they have to have an alternative until a certain amount of years, or when, you know, does that process work?
So when we're talking about weaning, I guess I want to be clear that weaning is not necessarily completely stopping breastfeeding. It might be dropping a feed or two. So as soon as we're not exclusively breastfeeding, it's essentially the beginning of weaning, and even if that's just one feed that the baby's no longer having from the breast, and if mum chooses not to pump or can't pump or just chooses to do something else, then at around the six-month mark, babies can't have cow's milk until they're 12 months or beyond, so perhaps that baby might have formula.
So they need some kind of milk until about one.
They need some kind of milk until about one, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, Rowena, you mentioned that weaning is about dropping feeds. how do you actually do it? Because it's quite an overwhelming thing. You know, we all want to do the right thing by our babies. We don't want them to go hungry. We don't want them to, you know, we're always trying to strike that magical balance. But if we are at the point where we need to wean, how do we go about doing it?
The weaning needs to be done quite gently and slowly for both mum and for baby, because it's a big thing if you've made the decision that you need to wean, or you've had enough and you'd really like to do something different with your day. That brings on a whole lot of guilt, and you know, mummy guilt is very real, no matter whether it's breastfeeding related or something completely different. And sometimes it just happens because, as I said, the baby is ready and you don't even have to think about it. It just naturally happens, which is helpful if you're ready to wean. If you need to wean a bit sooner, we need to do it gently and slowly. Because if the baby is expecting to feed at a particular time, it's very hard to console a breastfeeding baby who only wants the breast. Mm. So in an older baby, we might give them a new toy or distract them in another way, offer them a cup of milk or offer them some solids, just kind of swap something in for that breastfeeding time. Or if the baby is using a breastfeed to settle to sleep, you might need to find a different settling technique or find someone else to help you settle that child for a bit of time. But if you're a little earlier on in your breastfeeding journey, what becomes an issue is you've got so much milk in your breast, so we can't just stop breastfeeding because we can run into issues of overfullness, blocked ducts and mastitis. And if you end up with mastitis, we need to be pumping and stimulating that breast to keep that breast going, which is going against what you want to do. So in terms of dropping a feed, to do it safely, you need to allow 3 or 4 or more days between dropping one feed and the next. So if your baby's still feeding 6 or 7 times a day, it's quite a process. So we're looking at potentially a month or more to drop feeding completely. But again, as I said, weaning isn't about stopping completely necessarily. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And if you are dropping feeds, you are starting to wean, perhaps because you're going back to work full time, I always encourage parents to consider, what about breastfeeding when you're together? So that baby might have breast milk or formula when they're away from mum, but she's home every evening and overnight and first thing in the morning, and she's home all weekend. So there's no reason why she can't breastfeed that baby and that have that time together while other things happen during the working week.
And what are some of the physical changes that happen to you as you're weaning? You mentioned there that you might get engorged or have very full breasts. What are some of the changes that happen?
Yeah, so breast fullness is one of the biggest things, and that's why we want to take a couple of days to help lessen that engorged feeling. When you feel a bit softer, it's kind of safe to move on to dropping the next feed. Your breasts are going to get softer and saggier. And that might be a time when you start to wear a more comfortable bra that you used to wear pre-breastfeeding. You know, a sense of sadness and you know, that's the end of a journey between you and your baby, and that's why I encourage mums, maybe don't drop every feed straight away. Just have a last one together, maybe the end of the day before you go to bedtime, just to have that reconnection time, that mummy baby time. And when you're both ready to let go, that feed will generally naturally dissipate. But lots of weird and wonderful sensations in the breast. The breast will fill up the way they used to for a time, and that can be a little bit disconcerting when you don't want that to happen at certain times. So a firm bra can be super helpful. Not too firm, obviously, but firm. It just gives you some support and some reassurance as you're waiting for your milk supply to naturally start to dip.
So on that, and that feeling of fullness and engorgement, would you ever suggest expressing a little bit for comfort, or is that the opposite thing to do? You just need to, you know, sit tight. I know we've recorded a fabulous episode on expressing with you, but in the context of weaning, Rowena, what would you suggest?
So I never would say to mum, suck up the discomfort, because the discomfort is telling you something. You need to do something perhaps a bit differently. So if it's beyond coping with the fullness and the discomfort, we do want to reduce as much stimulation as possible. So that's where kind of pumping, we think, goes against the grain in terms of weaning. But if you're so full and uncomfortable, you can pump, just take the edge off the fullness, so it feels comfortable. If in an hour or two you still feel over full, again, you could pump just to take the edge off. So this is where it can be quite, it needs to be slow and steady to naturally reduce your hormone levels, and then your milk supply will follow along. So be careful too of often with engorgement, warm water is really soothing, but the warmth of the water is also very stimulating. So we've got to reduce as much stimulation from tactile stimulation or from feeding. So yes, you can pump, but just to comfort. And it might be by hand or it might be by pump, and it's not about volume that you need to get off, it's about feel. Does it feel better? Then that's enough for you to express.
You mentioned before about it's not an all or nothing scenario when you're weaning. You know, say that you've returned to work and you might be able to feed overnight or in the morning. How long can that last for? Does your supply work in a certain way that, you know, there's always going to be milk there, or how does that all work?
Yeah, the breastfeeding system is incredibly clever. So when babies naturally drop a feed, there's still the same amount of milk that they would had got a week ago in, say, six feeds, and this week they're getting the same amount of milk but in five feeds. So the body knows, the baby knows how much they need, and the body knows that they need to keep producing it. And again, as the baby drops feeds, the milk supply is still at a certain level for that baby's age and stage. They're just getting it in a different amount. But the all or nothing thing is about also twos. A lot of mums feel like once they start weaning, that's it. They've made that decision, they have to go with it. If they've completely stopped breastfeeding or they've dropped a whole lot of feeds and they change their mind, you're allowed to do that. You can change your mind and you can bring up your milk supply again, because once you've weaned, even if you haven't breastfed for several weeks, our milk supply is kind of there waiting in the wings for several months, even several years. You can bring up your milk supply again. So and usually that's really important for mums who've perhaps stopped breastfeeding. Perhaps feeding wasn't a positive experience. Perhaps they had to stop for their mental health. So this is a really important thing for those mums to know, that you're allowed to change course and you can bring things back on again. Obviously, the longer that it is between stopping and trying again makes a difference as to how easy or how much effort is required to bring up the milk supply, but it's not the end of the road if you have decided to stop and you'd like to pick it up again.
Gosh, so Rowena, what if mama needs to wean but baby doesn't want to stop breastfeeding?
That can be really, really challenging, because you've got a baby who just wants to be with mum and doesn't understand that mum needs to do something different. So you've got a baby that's crying and suddenly becomes more needy and wants to, you know, tugging on her shirt and all those kinds of things. So it can be a really challenging time. But with an older baby, the art of distraction can be really helpful. If you've got a new toy or, hey, let's go outside and do this, like, you can sometimes distract them away from them wanting to feed at a particular time of day, because babies like their rhythm of their day. It's time for me to settle down to sleep and I want to have the boot before I have a snooze. So you might change your routine. You might swap in a drink of water in their cup. You might swap in a little bit of a snack. So depending on the age and stage of your baby as to what kind of strategies you might have, or if your baby's actually wanting a feed compared to just needing that settling cue to go off to sleep, you might find another way to help them settle. Perhaps it's a new teddy bear or a pillow, a blanket or something that they might like to choose to help them settle while you give them a cuddle. So it really is, try something and see how that works. Ask all your friends and see how that works. But it's hard work. It really is.
Yeah. And so how do you actually do it, Rowena? Is there a particular feed you need to drop first, or does it not matter? How do you do it?
It really doesn't matter what feed you drop first. And I usually say to mums, pick a time of day that you know you've got a little bit more energy to manage it. Or if you know that your baby is perhaps only using the breast as a comfort rather than an actual feed, because that will be more easy for your baby to adjust to than if they're really, really hungry and would like a milk feed. So just pick one and stick with it and try and be as consistent as you can. It will take a couple of days. It might take a week to drop that breastfeed. So take your time, take it slow, and it's okay to give in and give your baby a feed and try again tomorrow. So yeah, that's going to happen because the mummy strings are pulled, and of course you're going to look after your little one. So it can take a bit of time and it can be hard work when you're needing to wean for a particular reason and you've just kind of got to bite the bullet and get the job done. But you might find that the baby still has certain feeds at certain days and you can choose to do that, and that's okay.
And is day and night weaning the same?
So night times, again, with an older baby, if your baby's still waking up for feeds, and often mums will call me at this stage and the baby has maybe 2 minute feed and then they're back to sleep again. So often that is a time when the babies are waking kind of out of their daily routine. I wake up, I get the breasts and I can settle back to sleep. So trying to decipher whether the baby is waking up hungry or the baby is waking in need to be helped to settle back to sleep. And if the baby's not hungry, that is when you can really help them to settle in other ways. Maybe your partner goes in and settles them. Maybe you go in and you sit on the floor, you put your hand through the cot, you're patting their back and you're shushing them. So you're not denying them access to you, you're just giving yourself in a completely different way. And again, consistency is key. Your baby will learn that mum comes to me when I call, but I don't always get the boob. I have to settle in a different way. So it is very much about responding to your baby, but changing the way in which you do it.
Rowena, that is such beautiful, nurturing, holistic advice. We are so grateful to you for sharing your expertise with us on this really emotional topic today. So thank you so, so much for that.
My pleasure.
And a big thank you to Mostella for sponsoring this episode.
A huge thanks to Mostella for sponsoring this episode. Deciding to breastfeed is such a personal decision. If you do decide to breastfeed, give your nipples a helping hand with Mostella's Certified Organic Nursing Balm. It is made up of 100% natural ingredients. It is fragrance-free, so it won't distract your baby while breastfeeding. It's lanolin-free, and there's no need to wipe it off before a feed. Mostella is our family's favourite.
You've been listening to The Expert Guide to Parenthood, and never forget, parents, you've got this.
The information provided in this podcast is general in nature and is intended to support, not replace, a discussion with your doctor or healthcare professional. Parents, You've Got This take no responsibility for any medical decisions made by individuals based on the information provided in this podcast.
Join a Parents You've Got This masterclass today to be prepared, excited and educated
for pregnancy, birth, baby and parenthood.
Visit www.parentsyouvegotthis.com.au
and sign up for a masterclass today.